Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we come to the conclusion of John chapter 11. Let's read beginning in verse 45. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. And some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand that it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad, so that from that day on they made plans to put him to death. Jesus therefore no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there to the region near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed with the disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. They were looking for Jesus and saying to one another as they stood in the temple, "What do you think? That he will come to the feast at all?" Now the chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should let them know so that they might arrest him. Well, the resurrection of Lazarus only moves the unbelievers who are not called by God's grace into greater unbelief. Here is Jesus who raises someone from the dead, and the self-righteousness and arrogance of man-made religion and men and women in rebellion against God is so great that they actually think they can stop someone who has the power of life and death. Unbelief knows no bounds in its irrationality. Caiaphas then says something interesting. He rebukes them, and then he makes a prophecy that the Bible tells us really didn't come from him, but the sovereign hand of God, as it were, made him say what he didn't mean to say, doesn't want to say, but he is to say, being the high priest that year, he is being called of God and used of God to make a declaration of Jesus as the high priest who is about to bring the sacrifice and is the sacrifice. That one will die for the whole nation, and that nation not being ethnic Israel, but spiritual Israel, who will be, and I quote from the text, those children of God who are scattered abroad, being brought from all the nations. This not only proclaimed him as the Messiah, but purposefully set in motion the very wanted dead or alive conspiracy of the Pharisees and those in the Sanhedrin who God would use not only to prophesy of the death of Christ as Caiaphas does, but he will use them and the Romans to accomplish what Jesus desires to do, and that is to lay down his life, to save his people. Well, so Jesus goes out into the wilderness, and that's John's way to sum up many, many weeks of Jesus' ministry outside of Jerusalem. He won't come back until he returns for the final Passover in which he, the Lamb of God, will give himself for his people. Chief priests and Pharisees, they've given orders. If he does come, you bring him to us, or you bring us to him so that we can arrest him. We're going to bring him under the charges of blasphemy. We are going to seek to put him to death. Well, they will not put him to death. He will use them to die freely for his people. So, dear friend, we're faced with another glorious fact that is an astounding fact, that those who are called of Christ will come to him and believe in him, but also a fearsome fact, those who are not called will call themselves against him. There is no neutrality with Christ. Christ is, in reality, a true pivotal moment. Jesus Christ demands a decision, and if you're not for him, then you're against him. Those who are against him will stand under his judgment. But those who are for him will come to him because he gave himself for you that you could have everlasting life. And we'll see you again on Monday. This has been another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.